Tivka Sho O Yivcho O Chamoye Teya Choshev Tshiven Adoy. You see the shore of your Oyei O Chamoye Teya Choshev Tshiven Adoy. Go back there. Tzira Chamoye Teya Na'acho Rebe Tachat Matoy. You see the chamor of your soina acho, of your enemy. Roivet tachat ma'asoi. Chazalto me'azoi aloi. You want to hold back about it? No, ozoiv tazoiv imoi. Go and help him. The Torah tells us, the halachas over here, if a person sees enemies, chamor. You know what your enemy is. Your next door neighbor, the guy on the other side of the dormitory, and you have a little bit, let's put it in light terms, you don't have the greatest relationship with him. You don't have best terminology. Let's terms with him. So you see his thing stranded? I'll say Choshev to Shivan and low return it. Your enemy. Oh, you is not even a higher degree. Your real enemies. Chamor. It's Mamish. First thing. You don't want to help. He's your enemy. And the one Pesach and Kufi Gimel asks, what's going on? How could you have a guy that you hate so much? The halacha is, now that I hate, let's discuss the chichavim of Echa. Now that I hate somebody, you're hard about that. Not allowed to hate somebody. In your heart. Okay. So Gemara asked the Kasha, and what's the story? What's the story? Who are we talking about? We're talking about a guy, he saw Oivan a terrible issa. He saw a guy, Oivan issa. And Allah is a person that way, Gemara says, Yes, Hashem so any ra, you let it hate him. Mitzvah's noisa. So Allah is what Shabbat is for. The Erev is from to it for. Erev is from to it for. Is this Adam? Where does Rashi? Rashbam says, if you see a bayichid, a guy do it by Erev, now be to Eidus on him, because Eidus is not Neman, the body that. So that's the Eidus. But you let it hate him. You see him do it by Erev, you see him do it by Issa. But Mutlus noisa, so you're dead. The Vaish Russia, you know he's a Russian. You gotta hate him. Still, you gotta help him out. Fektoisvis. So the Gemara says, Fektoisvis. The Gemara says, in Psalm by Messiah, Oihev Lifroik. A guy has an Oihev who has to Lifroik. The Soine Lithoin. The Soine has to be Tina. Now, Lifroik is more of a Choshev Zah, more of a Choshev Zah to Lifroik. Lifroik means it helps the donkey take the donkey off, the pack off the donkey. The Soine Litoy. If it's Soine, we have to put stuff on, which is not as much. Oh, you're taking stuff off, the donkey's mom is dying. It's also, you know, it's helping the donkey. So it's helping him. Soine Litoy, just to help him put it on the thing. It's just helping him load up, which is a little bit less. What is mitzvah b'soine? The loch of his yitzvah. Basically, the loch of his yitzvah. Fektoisvis. What's the loch of his mashvah? You know, to work on yourself. Take care of the sinner. You should have sinner. Fekto, we just learned now, they were talking about a guy that's allowed to be soine. Fektoisvis. The Yeshlema came through soine. Dam chaveru soine oisa. The chsiv kamayim haponim haponim. The way we look on somebody else, that's the way he looks upon us. So if we have ava towards the person, if we have love towards the person, that will generate a feeling of love in him. And if our feeling towards the person is taka, the way we look at somebody else, that's how we generate the feeling of him towards us also. But when we talk kachli, they sinner gemura, let's say. The sinner is so great, because not only you hate him, but he hates you. And they both hate each other. The sin of Gemurah. The Shach Kfiyas Yetzer. The Toysus here, Shach Kfiyas Yetzer. Not because only you are the Shach Kfiyas Yetzer, because on his sin, it's a terrible sin here, brother. It's sin of Shein Kamoyim. Torah says, you know what, work on yourself. All the mice allowed, but you're allowed to help, you're allowed, but the mice at the end of the day, you're allowed to help, you're allowed to have sinner towards him, but that doesn't change the fact. It doesn't change the fact that you have to help him out. And you have to be covered your yater to try to uproot in a small dagger that there shouldn't be sinner to move over you. So he says not to move on the mice, to understand the amkut over here. So he's saying, I'm already the gestoid, and you're supposed to be covered your yater. That in order to try in some way to reduce the sinner, even though you're allowed to hate him in a certain degree, but what you sort of want to bring out for the Sukkah Rabbi side, the Torah HaKadosh is unbelievable Zachar Rabbi side. That we have to learn sometimes to separate, even though there's Musa, the person, of who he is, for what he needs. And our help towards him. That in the same person, that perhaps we have a mitzvah l'snoi soi, yisirech amor soi na'ach aroi v'tahaz ma'asoi, v'chadal tmi azov lo'azoi v'tahazovi. No, you have to help it together with him. So you can say, okay, it's also because of the donkey. But pashtus, as the Gemara says, to work, as the Upla says, azoi it's take off what's in your heart now and help him out. Uncle's pastor learning that you don't like, but I have a mitzvah noisa. So we have to realize that even when you have a mitzvah noisa, a mitzvah to hate, you don't hurt to hate the person. You hate his deeds. You hate his acts. And you have to try to master in b'tshuva if you can. But at the same time, you have to look at the person as an individual. And for whatever reason you hate him, whatever is your oyev, you have to leave him in your heart, as this uncle says. See, ma'am nishbeglei. You see, and it says, chamor de sonoch. If he has chois to anes, if he has nishbeglei, you don't want to help him out. As of tazav, if he says, as of tazav, go help him. As of tazav means leave. Tishbeg ma'zabal, leboch aloi, leave us in your heart right now. Separate what needs to be done for the person. Because Baruch wants us to work on our midos of Yisrael. This is the most important thing in this world. As we mentioned with the Vilna Gaon, if a person is came to this world to work on his midos, and if he doesn't work on his midos, lama loy chayim. Why is that life for? Life is about working on our midos. And that if someone bothers us, even if we have difficulty with a certain person, we don't like to be around him, for whatever reason, that doesn't mean that we have the opportunity to help that same individual. We have to help him. We have to give him a hand. And certainly if we could affect him, and certainly if we could say a good word to him, and maybe, just maybe, help him ruchnius wise. But even we can't help him ruchnius wise. It's mashma over here, the pshat is because we live with sinner. We live in hatred towards people. We have to hate the act. We said over there when one of the shmuz Thursday night, we were in the house by Oynig one time. We said that even when you're supposed to hate somebody, hakeshinov, to hate the risha shabbat. As Bruria told her, Rameya, in the Gemara Brachas, the Chatoim Oideinam, the Choytim Eidam, the Chatoim is Oideinam. Tamu Chatoim in the Arts, Rishom Oideinam. Let the Chatoim go, not the Choytim. Hanab Yune, there was people starting over Rameya want to get rid of them. Bruria said, Davin, they did Shutuva. Because it says he's tamu chatoim in the aretz, v'lo yichoytim. But that's a different thing. We're not holding on that. We're not Kiruv professionals. We didn't go to the state week course in Kiruv. But what we can do, Rabbi Yisrael, is that we can separate the person from the act of us. Even if it's a mitzvah noise, it's mashu d'gvar. You still have to forget, leave within, and right now he's in need of a hand. Right now, as a person in need of a hand, it could be he doesn't do the greatest thing. It could be he's not the best type of person. could be he's not such a best ben on chaver to the person because I don't like him so much. But that's his problem. You know, it doesn't mean you have to go ahead and spend your whole day with him. Or if he needs a hand, if you're around, you can help him. And you don't like him too much. You don't even like him. You can't stand him. But at the same time, Rabbi Yitzchak, Torah says, I'm that person, leave what you are. You know why? Because if you're going to now act upon your midah that you hate, you're going to increase the koyach of sinner in your body. The kinna is, and also the sinner of holding back to a chesed for something that's being of a hand of it. And when you don't activate that core, that nature in yourself, well, you know, when you don't go have rachmanis, you don't activate a nature of mercy, a nature of help, a helping hand. You learn to be stingy. You learn to hold yourself back. You learn to harbor hatred in the inside of yourself. You learn to use the hatred to hold back from doing chesed. You learn to, and it could work on you to be not the best person you could be. It could affect you in a way that you could be not the best person you could be. And a person has to realize, as the Targum tells us, leave it. Do what's necessary now. He needs a helping hand. He's in need of help. That's how Father Terry wants us to perfect us, Father Bosan. She's saying, wow, that's amazing. Because the Terry believes in us. The Terry believes in the human kochim. That we can get around. We can separate the person from the act. We can separate, even if we hate the person, we can separate that hatred right now for what needs to be done to him right now. You're right. He should be hated. He's a Balavarian. He's a no good guy. But right now he needs a helping hand. Right now he needs help. And that's the mitzvah that's at hand now. And just, you never know about that. If he sees, oh, you believe in me, you hold in me, you machshiv me, you go help me, even though I'm not the best person, maybe, see if Aaron HaKohen with the Oyzi Shon Roshon, he used to sleep beside everyone, so with the wife and the husband, he used to go to God people, says Chazal, that he was, they weren't the best people. And Aaron HaKohen would go and put their hand around him. Aaron HaKohen put his hand around me. Aaron HaKohen sees in me. You know, I know who I am. He probably knows who I am also, but he believes in me. He thinks I may be somebody. He's marshaling me. And people used to do tshuva for that. People would sit up home. No one wants to be rejected. It's even true. No one wants to feel, even if they're doing wrong. But if the time and the place comes that I can help him, Tazo, says the Torah, leave what's in your heart right now. What's on hand, he needs help. What's on hand, you could help him. What's on hand, you could practice. Leaving that midah and doing what you need to do. Practice the midah of mercy, of chesed. That doesn't mean you don't continue to start hating him. He's a balavai, he didn't do tshuva yet. But at the same time, it does not appear at the person. The same moment, Avraham Avinu is an unbelievable zachar, Chazal tell us that Avraham Avinu sent away his son Yishmael. He sent him away, but Rashi says later on, Asher Ahavta. Rashi says later on, by the case of the saying of Lech Lecha, of the Akedah, take your son, which son is it? I have two sons. Which one I love? I love both of them. How is that possible? What do you love both of them? He just sent them away. I have a whole story talking to him, but he just sent them away because after Yosef Tabas Roy, he threw him out of the house. Doesn't mean he never loved him. That was the command called, he had to do it. The fact Yitzchak should be affected. That doesn't mean he loved him. It doesn't mean he didn't love him. Chashon has a child and a great person. Those two things can exist. You hate the deeds. You might say the person's not good, but you still harbor a love towards him because you want to maybe affect him. He's your son. He's your friend. He's someone that you built a relationship with. Is that a steer of us? At the same time, the Torah says, remain with your hatred. He's a balavarian. But Azur, Tazur, Imo, help him out. Help him out. try to reduce the sinner that he has towards you at least. He should hate you at least. You're allowed to hate him. Create a matzav that you in your heart understand that even if the person might not be the best, that doesn't diminish the need of chesed, the need of help. The people in your neighborhood who need help, they're not the best people, not the most firmest people. It doesn't diminish the energy of your chesed with them. The people that you don't like so much, they're different from you, doesn't diminish your chesed with them. It didn't make a difference. People can't figure out them how they look, how they this, how they that. Always the same smile for every yid. You will go in Shabashuk. Smile. Countenance, a happiness. They say Rabbi Yaakov, can we sit over there? Rabbi Yaakov, that's to sit over. That the nuns across the street when they used to came over to say that the rabbi used to walk by the nunnery every time, and he used to say good morning, he used to smoke. Because the Gemara says, I feel like Rabbi Shuk, he's supposed to greet him with shalom. Doesn't mean the verse that because we're different, that you can't be a pleasant person to that person. You might be different. You might not be on the same page. It doesn't take away from being a pleasant, yishmaka human being that's ready to help, that's ready to encourage, that's ready to do anything for somebody else or besides. To work on ourselves, because it doesn't make a difference what he's holding. Because we have to work on ourselves. We have to perfect ourselves. Ephron Achiti was the biggest cheater to Avram Avinu. His mom was cheating. He first told me, Avram Avinu, whatever. No problem, Avram. Whatever you want, you can bury for free. Avram says, no, I want to pay you. I want to pay you for it. Okay. A little bit of a dunce. The value capital schools made a special one. It was the question of how much that money he was dirty for Avram was close to, in our times, close to $1 million. The money's my father, but he wanted. Just a little bit of cash. $1 million! No problem, you know, in 20s, the black suitcase, hand it over. You know, he made believe, like, I'm such a good. He was giving. At the end, he was dirty from my phone. He even lost $1 million, for what? More than my father, he's not such a big amount of land for $1 million. Today, it's worth about, of course. At least a place that was only meant for burial. $1 million? Yeah, because that's what was needed ever. But this didn't diminish how Avram acted towards Ephron. If you look at the parasha, Avram was after the death of his wife. And all his wife would go to our door. His closest person he had, his closest person, he and Sir worked together to make the door. And he was broken, man. But if you look at the parasha, every step of the way, he was bowing to Ephron. He gave such a curse a type to Ephron. And Ephron was cheating him out one after the next. That's his problem, how he's going to act. I'm going to remain the solid, perfected human being that Kosh Baruch wants to see in this world. It's not going to, when one iota affect my shleim, no matter how that person acts, no matter what's wrong with that person, he's going to come over. I'm going to remain and be the Balmidos, the Ensta Balmidos. I want to work on myself. I want to be shlemus. So he has a problem. So I have to act like him. It's China. Why are you doing? Well, he did this to me. He did this to me, and he did that to me. So of course I have to act that way to him. What does that have to do with one thing I'm doing privacy in China? The way he acts is his issue. You have to become a monkey because the monkey did something to you. Monkey see, monkey do. He's acting like an animal. You have to be an animal. You have to reduce yourself. You have to remain on the pedestal. You're a Yid. You're a Ben Yitzhira. You're a person that wants to work on himself. You have to become a Sholem immediately. No matter what that person does, no matter where he's holding, you have to keep your demeanor. You have to keep your Shleimus. You have to keep your Midas. And that's the test. It's very easy to be, he's such a fine guy. Hello? Yes. You know this bacha? What a perfect bacha. Yeah, and all of a sudden, somebody says something to him. Oh, wow. You see what a perfect bacha. He has a perfect box. Perfect broken nose he can make on you. Perfect. if you get him a little bit upset, he's going to growl at the calm and to a beautiful God, hail everything. If you touch, you say something in it, that's not the, it's growl to the Zav to be able and growl. But when it comes to time of difficulty, someone's getting you excited, when you see your enemies sing, you see your neighbor walk out with that fancy car, and gets you, oh man, why don't I have that car? He sticks it in you. How's your Ford Dart doing these days? Is it really, have you able to get it to go down the block yet? He drives by in his, his Buick, Maserati, whatever, 6726T. and he drives you by, and there he is in his air-conditioned car, and you're trying to roll down the windows, get some air in that, it's not 115 degrees, you're trying to roll down the windows, stuck. You're banging the window, and you know, can't get some air in the car, and he's driving by, he's sitting there, and your mama, she eats you up. And then he's on the way down, his car breaks down, and you're driving by your Dodge Dart, you know, after it was pushed up the hill a few times, and but she was buckled, but finally he's moving by, and he stops you, and he's a plaything. Oh man, that guy, I'm not stopping for him. Every day he drives by me, makes me feel, you know, so what? That's his issue. He has problems. What is that? I'm going to be a Ventura. I'm going to be a Balmides. I'm going to stop my car and tape out the Maserati with my Dodge Dart. I'll give you my spare tire to use it for a steering wheel. But I'm going to leave what's in my heart about him and I'll do what's best to perfect my mida.